East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
Well, heavy machinery, including a large crane, have been transported up the hill at the site of a temple collapse in Verulam, north of Durban. Disaster search and rescue teams are huddled together at the foot of the new Ahobilam Temple of Protection in Redcliffe as they try to map out how to reach the people believed to be trapped beneath the rubble. Newswatch's Qinokuhle Malinga is at the scene.
Four distressed and traumatized people covered in dust with torn clothes have just emerged from the side of the structure as emergency crews work against the clock to rescue those still believed to be trapped underneath. Medical vehicles have been brought in to treat the survivors who seem to have managed to make their own way out. Rescue teams say the operation remains extremely delicate as they assess how to cut through tons of concrete and steel without causing further collapse. Relatives of the trapped workers have gathered near the site. Many are emotional, anxious as they wait for updates, while others make urgent calls to family members for information. Eight injured workers have been taken to the hospital already after being pulled from the rubble earlier today. The collapse happened during what is said to be a construction of the four-story extension project at the temple. A concrete truck was also found on scene where emergency responders arrived. The temple only opened last year and has been undergoing ongoing development since then. Qinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch, Redcliffe.
Well, AfriForum has welcomed a court ruling confirming that matric results may once again be published on public platforms. It says it's a win for transparency and public interest. The dispute began 3 years ago when the Department of Basic Education first tried to stop the results from being published. A full bench of the High Court in Pretoria found the information regulator's argument unrealistic. AfriForum's head of cultural affairs, Alana Bailey, says the ruling now gives certainty for this year's matric class and those to come.
It is a victory for all parties involved, but especially for the protection of public interests. This ruling confirms that the publication of results on public platforms with only examination numbers instead of names offers sufficient protection for the matriculant's privacy.
And Israel will ban children from using mobile phones in primary schools from February. The education ministry there says devices have negative effects on students. It says the policy is based on studies in Israel and around the world, as well as on the ministry's commitment to a healthy and a safe educational environment. Officials say the implementation will include educational programs in the classroom and dialogue with parents in order to instill balanced phone use, prevent excessive use of social media, and reduce exposure to age-inappropriate content. Israel will be joining a growing number of countries moving to prevent children from accessing their phones while in educational establishments. The top story, heavy machinery, including a large crane, have now been transported up the hill at a site of a temple collapse in Verulam, north of Durban. It's where four people have emerged from the rubble in the last while and are being attended to by medics. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Andre Esthuizen will win his 100th cap for the Sharks against Saracens this weekend. Arne Slot wants Mo Salah to stay at Liverpool. And Keshav Maharaj has been selected to lead the Pretoria Capitals in the Betway SA20.